神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
In our last program, we were talking about anger management.
上个节目我们谈到怎么样来处理生气。
The long-term objective of anger management is to develop a set of strategies.
长久之计来处理我们的怒气呢，最好是有一些策略。
And to teach them how to use them appropriately.
而且呢，要适当的来用这些策略。
Because we have specific things that provoke anger in each of us.
因为每一个人都有一些特定的一些触因会引起我们生气。
We talked about modeling calmness before our children.
那我们也谈到说怎么样来让我们的孩子可以冷静下来。
Then we talked about how that we can teach them by if we get angry to be able to exit, get out of it, and calm ourselves down.
我们也谈到当我们知道这个怒气已经在酿造的时候呢，怎么样可以让它能够倾泻出去，让自己可以冷静下来。
We also talked about that we could tell our children that we're going to have a toolbox.
我们也谈到让我们的孩子用一个工具箱来解决生气的问题。
And in that toolbox, we're going to have different tools.
这个工具箱里面具有各种不同的工具。
And on those tools, we are going to write what we can do in certain events.
然后在这个工具的这样的一个上面呢，写下哪一种情况用哪一个工具。
We also talked about developing an awareness of their early signs of them seeing and realizing they're getting angry.
那我们也提到说呢，越早能够越来启发我们孩子，引导他们看到自己里面的一些生气的情形呢，越好。
Another thing that we did speak about was developing a feeling vocabulary.
而且我们也谈到我们应该要好好的建立一些表达我们情绪，特别是我们的怒气的一些字眼。
Helping them to know words that can express their anger.
让对方让孩子们知道用哪一些词来形容自己的那种生气的情绪。
Many times our little children will fight and they will yell, they will throw things because they do not have a vocabulary to let you know that they're angry.
当很多时候你看到孩子们他们表达的方法就是怒吼或者是丢东西的话，那是因为他们没有适当的字眼来形容他们自己的感受。
We talked about creating a poster where we would put down things that we could do when we get angry.
我们也谈到说呢，可以先想一些方法，生气的时候该怎么来做。
Now, one of the main things, and actually one of the basic things in calming down, is what we call a child's time out.
最基本的一个原则就是呢，我们所谓的要给他们缓冲，让他们的这个怒气可以缓冲，所以给他们一段时间，给他们缓冲他们里面的生气。
You say, well, what is a time out?
什么叫做这种缓冲怒气呢？
A time out is defined as leaving the situation.
他的意思是说呢，先离开整个的情况。
That thing that is causing the anger.
是促成生气的原因的情况，先让它隔离起来。
Or stop, or just simply stop the discussion that's provoking it.
那些让我们惹起我们生气的一些讨论争执呢，先停下来。
Now, a time out has to have guidelines.
所谓的这种缓冲怒气呢，是要有一个引导的一个方向的。
If not, then the child itself may manipulate you with their time outs.
不然的话，孩子们会用这种方法 来掌控你的这种所谓的缓冲。
Because sometimes when you said to your child, I want you to clean your room, and they may say, well, I need time out.
比如说呢，你说呢，孩子，我要你去清洁你的房间，或许他就用这个理由说呢，我现在需要给自己缓冲，所以我先要割开，我不能做。
And he uses that to get out of what you tell him to do.
那他会用这种方法来逃避他应该做的。
That's not how you use it.
那这个你就用的不能这样用了，这不适当了。
You're going to set down some rules about it in advance.
你需要有一些方法，一些原则规定来做这样的一个事情。
You may start off with saying, when I say time out, I mean it immediately.
那当你要跟他们孩子讲的时候，你就说呢，当我说哈，现在呢，就是停下来的时候，我的意思是说马上停下来。
And time out may mean they must go to their room for a while.
那这个意思是说呢，大家呢就马上回到自己的房间去。
Or sit on a chair.
坐在椅子上。
Or stand in the corner maybe to just sort of cool down.
或者是呢，站在一个角落让自己缓冲下来。
So actually, you use these time outs to stop this angry situation from blowing up.
所以用这种让他跟生气的环境隔绝，生气的处境隔绝的一个方法来让他们可以冷静下来。
But they must know that this is a time when I calm down.
但是呢，这个时间不是给他们逃避的，是给他们一个冷静的一个时间。
Now many times when they sit down or go to their room, they're still very angry, but they have time to cool down, time to get hold of themselves.
即使他们离开了生气的环境，有时候他们啊回到自己的房间或者是坐下来呢，心理上还是很生气的，但是就给他们一个时间让他们可以缓冲。
So let me just give a review so that you can see step by step what you can use in this strategy of anger management.
所以我要做一个总括性的一个复习，让你看到说这种处理怒气的这种策略该怎么做。
Number one, we first have to conquer ourselves as parents.
首先第一步，父母亲自己要先克服自己的生气怒气的问题。
You must model calmness before your children.
你需要在孩子面前示范出一种生气的时候怎么样保持冷静的一个模范。
You say this is too hard.
或许你说这个太难了吧。
Then how can you expect your children to do it?
如果对你那么难，那你怎么期待你的孩子可以做得到呢？
So some of these things I'm going to talk about, maybe you can put them in your own anger management bag.
所以当我提到这些策略的时候呢，你本身就要先处理你自己的怒气。
Now, we said that we would let our children have a toolbox of tools that can help them in different situations.
我们提过给孩子一个想象性的一个这种工具箱，来针对各种生气的情境来做处理。
One of those tools that we're going to be able to use after we develop in our child an awareness of the early signs of anger.
首先第一个要就是有一种工具让他们警觉到我已经在生气的这样的一个工具的建立。
Now this is after you talk to your children and they themselves express to you how they feel, their facial feelings, whether they clench their hands or whether their face gets red or whether their voice gets loud. Let them express this to you.
让孩子跟你讲说当他生气的时候会有什么样的表现，比如说呢脸涨红，或者是呢手会握紧，这些现象呢，或者是声音会提高，让他们自己来跟你讲我生气就是这样子。
And then, even as a parent, you might say to your child, you're clenching your fist. Your face is getting red. And immediately the child sees that the anger is rising in him.
所以当情形发生的时候呢，孩子有这些现象，父母亲就可以提醒他说，你现在已经在提高声音，已经涨红了脸，已经握拳了，你记得。
And in the child, they have feelings. They begin to kick. They begin to yell. They begin to fight. They begin to throw things. But there has to be a better way than this for them to show their feelings.
那当他们有这样的一个警觉性的时候呢，他们开始要表达他们的生气， 已经不再是用那种不管是踢脚或者是在地上滚或者是丢东西这种方法了，他们要有一些字眼来表达他们的感受。
So you and your child will develop a vocabulary together.
所以你们彼此呢，亲子之间呢，要找一些字眼来形容你们的怒气。
Then when he feels himself getting angry, he can say, I am angry.
比如说呢，告诉对方说呢，我生气了。
I'm upset.
我心里很不高兴。
I feel like I want to throw something.
我觉得好像我想丢东西耶。
You see, as they recognize now, they're recognizing it in the vocabulary how they're feeling. So we're hoping that you'll be able to develop, instead of throwing things,They'll express themselves.
因为你们有这些字眼可以形容的时候呢，那他们啊学习去用它之后呢，就会代替那种丢东西或撞东西的这样的一个行为。
And then maybe you will have to say to them, "Time out now."
接下来可能要有一个方法，就是说呢，现在好暂停，我们停下来。
And they know they must stop what they're doing and go to their bedroom or sit down on a chair, whatever you both have agreed on.
这个命令以前都已经彼此同意的了，命令一下呢，啊，他们就需要回到自己房间或某一个特定的位置，在那里让自己可以缓和下来。
Now we hope you have created some sort of a way that they can understand how can I deal with this.
那你一定要有一些创意性。来有一些方法来面对所有的这些生气的情况。
And again, as you and your child talk about this, they begin to say, well, I can walk away.
那或许亲子之间呢就讨论了，或许孩子就想说，那这样好了，以后我生气我就走开。
I can think of something peaceful.
还是我就想象一个很平和宁静的一个地方。
Or I can go out in the yard and run around until I get tired.
还是他会建议说呢，不然我就跑出去，在我们的院子里跑几圈，一直到我累了。
So you and the child can work together to find an alternative way of facing the anger.
所以在你们两个彼此可以心平气和的时候来讨论，到底什么方法可以帮助我，可以把我的怒气缓冲下来。
You see,Anger can be very dangerous.
因为怒气是很危险的。
There's about three different stages that we go through in our anger.
在我们的怒气的过程里面有三个阶段。
We can see the escalation of anger.
第一个阶段呢，就是那种怒气升起营造的这样的一个阶段。
You see, that means something has hit you, and you feel that anger beginning to rise up in you.
这个意思是说呢，有一个情境冲击了你，而使你的怒气开始在升起来了。
Now this is the time or the period you should be using some of the methods that we've given you to manage your anger.
那这个阶段是最好用你刚才那些策略的时候。
It's only during this period that you're probably going to be able to do that.
也只有在这个阶段，你才能用那些策略来缓冲你自己。
And so as soon as the signs begin,Grab hold of something that will help you to calm down.
征兆一起来，马上找到一个你适合的方法，让你自己可以冷静下来。
If you don't, then the explosion's going to come.
不然的话，这种爆发就要接下去了。
That means that either verbally or physically, we're going to harm someone or fight or we're going to just...be very loud and very difficult.
这个爆发期的意思是说呢，你会用你的言语或者是动作，会在你的各方面呢，有一种比较粗鲁的方法来伤害到对方。
Now, when you're at the explosive stage, it is almost impossible to calm yourself down.
到这个爆发期的时候呢，已经几乎没有办法，没有希望再让你自己冷静下来了。
Now, the last stage...is that stage that follows your explosion.
那第三个阶段是接着爆发之后所延伸的一个阶段。
And it usually always has negative effects.
那这个阶段呢是一个非常负面的一个阶段。
These effects can be very, very strong, like having to be put in jail, murdering someone, hurting someone very badly.
意思是说呢，这个爆发期之后的延伸的这个阶段呢，是一个有不好的影响或结果的阶段。或许呢，会让你因为这个事情呢，你犯了法，或者是伤害了任何一个人，或做了什么一个你不可收拾的一个事情。
It could mean maybe losing your job.
有时候呢，连你的工作也会失去的。
It could mean maybe the loss of your wife or your husband and children.
甚至呢，因为这个生气所带来的爆发呢，会失去你的先生或太太或孩子。
And at the least, it's going to make you feel guilty, ashamed, and you're going to have regrets.
最少会带给你一种羞耻感，或者是愧疚，或者是呢，你会很后悔。
In the Bible, it tells us about two brothers.
在圣经里面有一个故事讲到两个兄弟。
The one brother was a shepherd, the other was a farmer.
其中一个是牧羊的人，一个呢是一个农夫。
Their father was Adam.
爸爸就是亚当。
And Adam had known what it was to have fellowship with God.
亚当是一个知道用什么方法可以跟神有关系的一个人。
But when he did something to break the fellowship with God, he had to learn how to make a sacrifice for what he had done wrong.
当亚当违背了神，跟神关系破裂的时候呢，他知道要用一种献祭的方法来跟神表达。
And God showed him that he, by his own example, when God killed a very innocent little animal and clothed Adam and Eve.
我们的神啊，我们的上帝也让他知道说呢，以后要跟他表达呢，就要用他的方法，就是呢，要杀掉动物，然后来献给他。
And after that, all men followed the same thing by sacrificing an innocent little animal.
从此以后呢，啊，人就要用这种方法，就是杀掉动物，就是上帝用的方法，用这个来为他们做衣服的这个方法，杀掉动物来献给神。
But there came a day when Adam's two sons, Cain and Abel, were to have their own sacrifices.
到了一个时间，亚当的两个儿子该隐跟亚伯呢，也要自己献祭的时候。
Now Cain seemed to be a strong man. He was a farmer. He had worked the ground. He had been out under the hot sun, and I believe he was very, very strong and capable in himself.
该隐本身是一个农夫，他是一个很强壮的一个男人。他在大太阳下面很努力的工作，所以呢，他本身呢是一个很有能力的人。
And when the harvest came, he had some very big, beautiful fruits and vegetables.
到了这种收割收成的时候呢，他有一些农作物，不管是水果或者是蔬菜，都非常种得非常好。
I believe he was proud of them, as many farmers are today.
我相信呢，他就像今天那些觉得自己的出产非常优秀的农夫一样，他也感觉非常引以为荣。
If a farmer today has an extra large piece of a fruit or a vegetable that is grown enormously, they take it around to show everyone.
就像今天的农夫一样，如果他们种出了非常特殊的、很大的或者是特别甘美的一些蔬菜水果的时候，他们一定会拿出来展示的。
So Cain gathered up his very selected vegetables and fruits.
这个该隐呢，他就精选了一些他认为很好的一些他的不管是蔬菜或者是水果。
And he brought them out to the altar to sacrifice them to God.
他带来到祭坛的上面呢，来献祭给神，献礼物给神。
Abel, like the others, brought out his lamb that he had sacrificed for God.
亚伯也带了羔羊，就是他所带的，他所牧的这些羊呢，然后他杀的羊要来献给神。
They both offered up their sacrifices.
他们就两个人兄弟都在献祭献礼物给我们的上帝。
And God accepted Abel's lamb.
没有想到神接受了亚伯的羊。
But he would not accept the fruit from Cain.
他却没有接受，没有悦纳该隐的献祭。
You say, why not?
或许你有个疑问说，为什么他不接受呢？
Because you see, he was giving out of his own pride.
因为该隐所献上的是自己以为好的这种骄傲的祭祀。
God had already showed and commanded them what he would accept.
神已经表示了他所要的是什么样的祭。
So Cain, feeling that this was his own labor, and this was good, he wanted to show it off, and so he did something that God would not accept.
可是这个该隐呢，他为了要表现自己的能力还有自己的成就，他呢不管神要什么，他就献上自己认为最好的，但是就这样子神没有办法悦纳，没有办法接受。
And now Cain was angry.
现在因为被拒绝，该隐就生气了。
I'm sure some of his anger was directed toward God.
那我知道他的怒气呢，可能是指向神的。
But of course, he couldn't get back at God.
但是他没有办法对神怎么样。
So he began to harbor in his heart bitterness toward his brother.
所以他心里面就酿造起这种对于他弟弟的这种不舒服的感受。
God accepted him. Why didn't he accept me?
为什么上帝就接受他的不接受我的呢？
I worked hard to do that.
我很辛苦很努力的来种这些东西。
It's not right. It's not fair.
这样不公平的。
You see, those are some of the thoughts that are deep in the heart of people that fester until we get angry.
很多人心里面就这样子认同说呢，我认为不公平，我不满，所以我就可以生气。
We've been talking about angry management, trying to work with the anger in our physical way. But my friends, with what is in the heart is really what you, as an older person, must work on.
那事实上，当我们谈那些策略的时候呢，是在帮助我们的这种啊生气的一个处理，好像在改善我们的这种肢体的表达，但是最重要的是里面的这个我，这个很固执的一个很强烈的我里面的这样的一个感受，这个是我们要处理的。
You must stop and look to see what lies deep in your heart to make you so angry.
你要开始去好好的省察，到底我里面受什么样的啊一个欺骗，好像我看错了一个层面，好让我自己生那么大的气。
You might say you don't know how they treat me.
或许你会反驳说呢，你就不晓得他们怎么样对待我的。
They push me down all the time.
他们总是呢把我就是低贬轻视我。
And anytime they start trying to boss me, I get very angry.
所以每一次他们想要来控制我当我的老板的时候，我就生气了。
So before you can really control your anger, you must deal with this heart problem.
所以在你还没有处理怎么样来控制你的怒气之前呢，你需要去更新改变你里面的一些心理的想法。
But let's go on with our story.
我们再继续我们讲所讲的这个记事。
The third stage, as I said, is those things that happen after our anger.
刚才我讲到第三个阶段，就是当你爆发你的怒气之后所留下来的一些后遗症。
And this is what happened to Cain.
那对该隐来讲，他就到了这个第三个阶段了。
His brother was in the field one day.
有一次他的弟弟就在田里面。
And that burning anger came up in Cain.
该隐的心里面的看到这个弟弟的时候，里面那个怒气呢就暴涨起来，像在焚烧一样。
And so, I don't know what triggered that intensity of Cain's anger, but he became so angry, he murdered his brother.
我不晓得是哪一个爆发点使该隐这样子失控，但是不管怎么样，他就到一个地步呢，他就因为这个生气，因为这个怒气而杀了他的弟弟。
And God sent him off into the land and told him he had to wander for the rest of his days. He became a wanderer.
所以呢，神，我们的神就需要把他驱赶离开那个地方，成为一个流浪的人。
Now, as we have been talking about anger management, and I just spoke a little bit about the things that make us angry that's very deep, is a very important subject that we need to talk a little bit about.
我们在谈这些处理怒气的时候呢，有一个内在的一个很重要很根部的一个原因，让我们生气的原因呢，是我们要好好的谈的。
You might say, my husband and I, we argue all the time.
或许你说我们夫妻两个人常常在争执。
Now, if you begin to analyze, why do you argue?
你就开始分析说到底我们为什么常常争执。
What are the main topics that you argue over.
是什么样的一个主题常常会让我们就争执起来呢?
Maybe you might say it's our finance.
或许你说常常谈到钱的时候就是会这样。
He is so tight he won't give me any money to spend.
他好小气哦，总是不给我多一点钱来花。
Maybe it's about the children.
还是说谈到孩子就会生气就会争执呢?
Maybe you don't agree with each other about the discipline of the children.
或许彼此对孩子的看法管教的方法不一样就会争执起来。
And these are things that through the years bring great anger to the home.
那这一些原因都会造成家里面的这种彼此关系上的怒气。
You say, well, how can we overcome these things?
那或许你说那我们怎么克服这些呢?
It means that you must confront. confront each other about where the problem is.
首先你们要彼此去面对，真的找出来到底问题的症结在哪里。
And you must learn how to talk with each other.
而且学习怎么样彼此来沟通这个事情。
Do you know how many wives tell me my husband never talks to me?
很多妻子告诉我说我的先生根本不跟我谈的。
He just sort of grunts and comes home and eats and sit down and watch television, then goes to bed.
这些妻子抱怨说呢，我的先生从工作回来就是坐下来看电视、看报纸、吃饭，然后去睡觉。
But you see, this will not help you in the problem that the two of you are going through.
如果这样子的话，是没有办法解决你们彼此之间的问题的。
It's not pleasant to live in a home that there's always fussing and fighting over everything.
家里面如果常常什么事都要争执的话，这样子在家里面带有什么意思呢？
You might say, I don't know, I've never lived in a peaceful home.
或许你说我从来就没有尝过在一个温馨或者是觉得很和平的一个家里面待过。
There is nothing more wonderful than a peaceful, loving home.
还有哪一个地方比家里面有这种平安、平和，而且呢是快乐的这样的一个家更好的地方呢？
Where husband and wife can come home, children can come home, there is security, love, and it's an enjoyable place.
不管是父母亲或者是孩子们回到家里面的那种感受呢，是一种安全感或者是温馨爱的感觉。
You might say, we can't help ourselves.
或许你说我们家是没有办法的。
Yes, you can.
当然可以。
As you begin to talk things over sensibly.
开始要学习讲话的时候要合理。
Where you don't hold things against each other and then throw them out to hurt one another.
而且不要心存一些不好的感受，以至于到一个地步呢，会讲话伤害到对方。
As you begin to see how the other one feels.
开始去看到对方的感受是什么。
And understand the goals that they have in their heart for their family.
了解说一个家庭里面的一个目标应该是怎么样，理想的家庭应该怎么样的。
And these things can only be decided when you talk with one another.
那这些要达到这样的一个情况呢，一定要彼此要沟通，要讲出来。
When you begin to realize that your husband has his views and some of those are really very good.
然后你就发现说，哎，原来我先生有一些他的想法，而且他的想法有一些是很不错的。
And he begins to respect your views.
那然后你的先生也开始要尊重，会尊重你的想法。
Now, there are elements that has to be followed in this.
啊，有一些步骤我们是要按部就班的。
The first one is forgiveness.
首先你需要宽恕。
You have to learn how to forgive one another.
你们需要学习怎么样彼此来原谅。
Maybe it's been very hard and very rough, but you learn how to forgive.
即使过去是一个非常不舒服的或者是很困难的一个情况呢，还是要原谅。
This is one of the greatest freedoms there is.
因为这个是你最大的一个自由。
When you hold these feelings and these bitternesses in your heart, they affect you.
因为如果你把这种啊里面的这种抱怨怨气呢把它压抑下去的话，那它会影响你的。
They may affect you physically with your digestive system.
它会影响你的生理上面，比如说像你的消化系统会受到影响。
With you as a person, it may make you a bitter and a critical person.
会让你成为一个里面有苦毒，变成一个很会批评的一个人。
But when you allow forgiveness to come,
如果你愿意就这样子原谅的话，
you're free from those feelings that you have.
那些刚才我讲的苦毒也好，或者是影响也好，你就好像被释放了，你就不会受干扰了。
You know, this is God's plan.
这是上帝的计划。
To be able to forgive one another, to love one another, to understand one another.
让我们可以原谅人，也愿意彼此相爱，而且彼此可以了解。
And if you ask him for his help, he will give you a wonderful anger management program in your life.
如果你愿意求神帮助你来处理你的怒气的话，他一定会给你一个非常好的一个步骤计划来帮助你解决你的怒气。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址、 然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。